Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We like to gamble. Dave Agerty, if you consider that, we like to gamble.
Oh, I think it's yet to take off here in America.
Yeah. Are you much of a, Chad Hartman, Dave Harrigan, you much of a gambler?
I mean, 6 out of 7 nights at the casino usually. Yeah. No, not too much. Once in a while.
I have never been much of a gambler.
No.
Like if gambling ever gets here, and we'll get it by about 3020, I guess I'd go. I mean, if you want to, it's a little bit like pot right now. Well, now pot is legal, but for the last who knows how many years. If you wanted to get a little spleef, you could get some. If you want to gamble, you can gamble.
You got options.
I had a guy who sadly since passed away, who, very good friend, and he was involved in 3 businesses. Selling pot, fixing golf clubs, and taking bets. And he did a great job fixing clubs. I finally stopped going to him because I'd have to leave a message. And I would say, hey, I'm bringing my irons over, you know, once a year, once every 18 months, whatever. I'm having them, I want them re-gripped. I want the golf pride mid-size, whatever. And at the end of the message, I would say, and for any authorities listening right now, this is not code word for I'm taking the Jets, giving 6, or I'm not buying a dime bag. I just like my friend Mark to fix my clubs. But I doubted where this was going, so then I switched over to Stan at the golf club hospital, who's an all-timer, who walked away about a year and a half ago. I have a good story with Stan. If you're into golf, you probably know Stan. Stan was, I think, what, about 38th in Bryant? And thousands and thousands of customers. And so Stan is just finishing up some clubs. I'm sitting there and I go, Stan, just background. Give me a client who's really like the number one pain in the butt when you know, are working on clubs. No matter what, they're not quite right. I mean, they think they're Tiger 2000. Mm-hmm. And he goes, oh, I got one right away. I got the clear-cut winner right
Jack
away.
Jack Nicklaus.
Yeah. Oh, actually, we should probably get Jack on. You know, he won a suit against Nicklaus Company, mm-hmm. $50
million. Yeah.
We might have to get, maybe tomorrow, Jack will join us. And he goes, there's no way you know this guy. I go, maybe I do. You don't know. This is what I go, go ahead. It's a good friend. I mean, just, I just couldn't wait to call him. I mean, but then I couldn't. I couldn't call because Stan told me.
That's in confidence.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, we got an enormous gambling story today. By now, you know it if you've been paying any attention. We got twofold, right? We got playing poker. And we got prop bets.
Mm-hmm.
Let's also get this out to all media members, to all lawyers, to all talk show hosts, to all headline writers. Enough of the sports betting cliches right now. Enough of it. I'm sick of them already, and I watched the press conference 2.5 hours ago.
I thought the U.S. attorney gave some nice dad joke puns.
Oh.
That's why they made the open today.
Yes.
Your luck has run out.
Your luck has run out, you know. but they like the names, don't they?
Oh, yeah.
They do like the names of Operation Royal Flush, Operation Nothing But Bet. So they even like the silly little sports cliches. But let's get to the poker one first and then the basketball one, and then that'll lead us to a bit of a conversation. They brought in Chauncey to be the eye candy. And again, among my 10 favorite Wolves players all time just to sit and talk to, Chauncey Billups. I told you and Adam and Josh just off air that a couple of years ago, I happened to be at a Wolves-Blazers game. Not like I was real excited for Wolves-Blazers, just worked out. And I went down there just to say a quick hello to Chauncey because I so enjoyed our interaction. Like I was at a game a couple of years before that when he was working TV for the Clippers, and he walked all the way down, surprised me, gave me a hug. Just, to me, was always a kind person, respectful, intelligent, who this franchise underutilize, to say the least. But it's just a stunning gambling situation where they're using Chauncey to some significant level to convince high rollers, not only is this a great poker game, you get to play with Mr. Big Shot. That's his nickname. It works out. You get to play with a Hall of Famer. You get to play with a world champion. And then, where do I go on the situation? X-ray machines below the table to read the cards. Contact lenses for the pre-marked cards they're passing out, you know, they're dealing. Secret cameras and others in the shuffle machine. The shuffle machine was preordained also to know where the cards were. And then you'd have quite a few people involved, including someone, according to the allegations. Again, they're just allegations. There are a lot of allegations. You got the quarterback who's signaling to others, this is the play. You know, go up with your bid, go down with your bid, you know, all in, whatever it might be. An enormous operation. Because that on its own is significant, right? So you have that, and then we get to the basketball one. And it's also, you know, it's, I think it's, you know, we're looking for uniformity in 2025. You know what can bring us together? Knowing the mob is still out there and having a lot of success.
Feels good, doesn't it?
Feels good, you know, whether it's in the 30s, 70s, 90s, or now the 20s, that La Cosa Nostra is still around.
Yeah, it's good to know Scorsese's around. He can probably have a screenplay about this whole situation out in a year or two, get the movie going.
I'm assuming today, not, they're not that long, that right now De Niro, Pesci,
Pacino,
and Leo are in a room, and they're already kind of gathering together. How are we going to put this movie out?
Casting decisions being made. Who plays Chauncey?
Yeah.
Who plays Rozier?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Then on the hoops ones, it's basically prop bets. That's what it is. That, you know, a lot of people have raised this idea of prop bets forever because it's incredibly complex to throw the game itself. It's hard.
Mm-hmm.
Because with basketball, Terry Rozier, who had a couple brief moments that allowed him to be massively overpaid, he's not good enough to really control an entire game. Because if, you know, where he's at with the Heat right now, Eric Spoelstra is going to say, get the hell out of here. Now, if you get to LeBron, if you get to Luka, if you get to Ant, those type of guys, you got a better chance. That's why some of the other legendary sports booking, you're getting to multiple players. But with prop bets, you can be the prop bet yourself, as Rozier was. You can reach out to others. You can intimidate others, which is alleged. You can intimidate others who owe money, which is alleged. And let's be honest, the leagues for decades stayed as far away as possible. Now they're having threesomes with gambling all over the place. With teams, with the media, you name it. I watched the Wolves last night on FanDuel. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
ESPN bets. How many teams we got in Vegas right now? We're about to get the fourth. The NBA at some point in the next 5 years, although maybe does this slow it down? The leagues are partnering with this. You think about back, you know, in the Pete Rozelle era, our old school commissioners. I mean, back in the 70s, when CBS with Brent and Phyllis and Irv, when they hired Jimmy the Greek, there were a lot of people in the league office, Elizabeth, because Jimmy was known to hang around with the mob. And just given the odds and picking a game, that was stunning for CBS.
Yes, and getting Brent and Al Michaels, others who at the end of a game.
Yes.
Oh, that field goal will make some people in the desert very unhappy.
Been coy about it.
Yeah.
Right? Very coy. What's been discussed for a long time now with these in the states where gambling's legal, waiting to get the okay, where you can do prop bets right from this little contraption right here where I'm holding.
That's a phone.
That is a phone, where all of a sudden, if I would go to Monday's Wolves game, Ant against the Joker, Joker's over-under, does he get the triple-double and the odds changes throughout? Ant, how many points does he get? You know, what's the lead of the game? And the appeal is in-game betting.
Yes. Prop bets quarter to quarter, at bat to at bat.
Yeah. And you want to prey on addiction? Prop bets on your phone, games going. That's it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because it's one thing, and there are gamblers who are flat-out addicts. There's no doubt about it. It's a dopamine situation. There are others who are not addicts. They just like doing it. And they're in control. But if I don't fault anybody for, when I first saw it this morning, I was just like, wow. And then I went, is it really wow? It was wow because it was both of them. And it was Chauncey. I'm just watching him last night at 11:30.
The season just started.
I mean, he's got a soundbite in the press conference last night where he says to Jason Quick, what does he say? Let the chips fall where they want or something like that. Last night.
Oh, boy.
You know.
Oh, boy.
Right, you know, last night, you know, Jason Quick's probably thinking, no big deal. Then he's thinking, uh-oh. Uh-oh, now I get why maybe that was so comfortable. So it is an enormous gambling story. And it has it's already an enormous sports story. But how do the leagues react? Does this slow down the omnipresence of sports betting? We've had a debate, the two of us, where I've been typically libertarian, saying they're adults. I'm not talking about 15-year-olds, whether it's 18 or 21. Let's allow gambling in the state. You have taken the opposite view. Why?
Because I view it as a very predatory industry, specifically the online betting. If you want to drive yourself to a sports book and sit there an all afternoon, fine.
Yeah.
But the online thing, the constant, you know, notifications, here, make this bet, make that bet, I think it's far too predatory. And I think we've had enough data saying people often can't help themselves at this point.
All right, so a lot to discuss. We're going to stay with this for a little bit because it's such a big story. And by the way, when it's a cross-section like this, it should be an enormous story. I want your contributions through texts and calls. What is your curiosity level to this story? Are you someone who gambles or has gambled? Do you think this is a one-off? Or do you think this forces the leagues to pull back and say, we can't be a part of it? Because I'm skeptical of that, Dave, because the money
huge
is huge. And you know what they think it's going to be down the line? Huger. Hugest. I mean, we're going to have Jim Pete on today. Our boy, and if he, I'd have him on anyway. But again, as I watched him and Grady last night on the FanDuel Network, FanDuel's not out there just giving you a cuddle. You know, there's a reason why FanDuel is spending that money. Other related topics to this, I'd love to hear from you. 651-461-9226. I want to talk Aquarius. I want to talk Aquarius Home Services. And I want to talk about the calling card today. I'm going to start with right now, the Connecticut Drinking Water System. If you buy one now, you can save up to 25%. That's AquariusHomeServices.com, earning the right to be recommended, around since 1987, adding customer after customer after customer, just having so much success in this industry. And I was doing commercials with them at the Fan. Then because Dave had such a relationship with him here, it was Dave. And then I'm back with him. Even when I'm not doing commercials with Connecticut, with Aquarius, guess what? I still have it in my house. I've had it at a home I've owned since 1993. Have the best water you can have. Don't take any risk. And save up to 25% with that Connecticut Drinking Water System. Sure, they've got the water softener. Sure, they can work with that utility room. But this is the time to reach out and get the best drinking water system on the planet. AquariusHomeServices.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is us faking like we get along. Is this what this is about?
That's 100% it, yeah.
Yeah.
No, Taylor leads the list of the nominees for the 2026 Songwriters Hall of Fame that came out today.
How long do you have to be around to be in the Songwriters Hall of Fame? She's a kid.
She's not that much of a kid anymore.
What
She's
is she, 35-ish maybe?
Ooh, let's look it up.
Yeah.
I was thinking even a little older.
And the folks, oh, she just sings the songs, baloney.
Oh, she is 35. Nailed it. Well done.
Pretty good. Pretty good. So others nominated this year?
All nominees for the 2026 induction to the Hall of Fame for songwriting.
Excellent. Let's get to the gambling story. Many parts of this we are willing to discuss. Jim Pete, 105, and I have very sad news to announce. Jason DeRush is back. Not only is he back, he's on the radio with us.
It's tough for the whole WCCO family.
I was told that he exploded in Greece and that Alyssa had already found a new boyfriend. Sadly, it was AI. Yeah, we could have caught a break, but unfortunately he's back. Mike has called in to join in on the topic. Mike, thanks for listening. You're on CCO.
All right. Thank you for taking my call, Chad. First segment there, I got to admit. So I'm rehab thing. Feel free to stop me,
Mike. We're going
to put you for conversation.
Let's put Mike on hold just for a second because I get the sense this is going to be a good call, but it just kind of happens where the phone warbles. I hope we don't lose Mike. I don't want to lose Mike. I didn't want to cut him off. I just want people to be able to hear, and especially if he's pouring his soul out. I don't want to say, "Hey, Mike, we didn't get into that." Among the texts, Chad, I'm a true gambler. Vegas. 6-7 times a year. I hate online gambling. It's a slippery slope. I know too many young kids betting out of their budget, including my kid. 95% of the population can't afford to gamble online. I've lost hundreds of thousands over years, but not a cent online. That is, we'll get to Mike here in a second. That's a huge part, Dave, because to suggest we don't have individuals who go to Vegas and are all under control, that would be silly. I could call a buddy of mine right now who goes out there all the time and gets incredible treatment because he goes out there so much. But when it's just sitting there on your phone and there are ways for young kids in this world to get around it or wait till they're 18 and gamble and gamble and gamble. And a lot of these kids are isolated. They're in their bedrooms. The parents are trying to get to them, or the parents are terrible, and they're not getting to them. That's where it's just drip, 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 drip.
Yeah, big difference between flying to Vegas or driving to a sports book to make the bet, making that active decision versus your phone pinging you to say, bet on me.
Yeah, and I'm always here. I will never leave. Keep the text coming, 651-461-9226. Mike, I hope you understand. I want the folks to be able to hear you. Thank you so much for your patience. Go ahead, sir.
Thank you. So I'm 38, and I will throw like $5 down on a game every now and then. But if everything that was available to me now as a 38-year-old was available to me as a 19 to 25-year-old, and my brain's not even fully developed yet, I don't know where I'd be. I really don't. And one thing that makes me really worried is going back to what you were talking about yesterday, there's haves and have nots. You got young men out there who are really alienated and they are very malleable with their feelings and their thoughts and their actions. And no wonder it's sports betting, it's crypto, Robin Hood, gamifying stock trading, free porn, all these sorts of things, legal weed, all these things in a vacuum on their own. I'm totally fine with that. But then when you're bombarding young men specifically over and over again, well, no wonder they're nihilists. And so I don't know what the answer is, but stuff with Terry Rozier and Chauncey Billups and Emmanuel Classe was bound to happen.
Yes, it was.
I don't know. I don't have any answers, but I do know that we are failing like our young men right now, and this is directly related to it. So I'm not saying the Wild and Timberwolves need to be playing on a differently named network. I'm not saying the hockey arena in St. Paul needs to be renamed. None of that. But this was all bound to happen, and it's not going to get better. I see the NHL does a deal with Kalshi, the betting market, online, you know, and I'm watching the game the other night. The Calgary Flames have Atlanta Lottery logo on their uniform, and I think there are others that have lottery, you know. So how could I get mad at Chauncey Billups or Terry Rozier in a way? I mean, I am, but it's like, how would you expect this not to happen? So
very good call, Mike. I appreciate it.
I'm worried.
I am too. Let's do this. Let's continue that, including a lot of texts on this gambling issue. Let's again talk about Chauncey is tied to the poker part of this story. Okay, he's tied to the poker part. I get how people are going to say, well, Chauncey, basketball, he's a head coach. He's tied to being kind of, what was the term they had for him? I jotted it down, but I don't have it right now. Especially just the eye candy, like I said before. You get the opportunity, hey, not only I like playing poker, I like to, but now I get to play with Chauncey Billups or fill in the blank. Now, to what level, you know, he's going to say when he's going to try to defend himself, I didn't know I was just going there to play, you know, and what they're going to push back on. So Chauncey's with the poker side. But Mike raises such a good point. And he ties it to two of our topics yesterday with the NVEs and our great conversation with Andy Luger. I wholeheartedly encourage you to listen to Andy Luger anytime he's on with us. Yesterday on the NVEs multiple times, all of a sudden spinning into his football career and his joy on that, then talking about the fraud part. I mean, Luger is gold on the show, and we're so lucky to have him on a semi-regular basis. And also, we started the show yesterday on the haves and the have-nots in this society, and now that's getting further and further apart. And Mike raises the point about kids and targeting them. So let's continue to combine all of this on this story, not just the story, but the other permutations that we're bringing up. Keep the calls and texts coming. Greatly appreciate it. Thank you so much for listening. 651-461-9226.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARC machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.